Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, where this message is from our soul each day, Monday through Friday. Yeah, we remind you here that our job is to serve the love now. So welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. I am Janine Kenyon. Good morning, good morning. This is Speak to My Heart, Donnie McClurkin, right here on The Love Journey with Janine and Ingram and you. We got an amazing day planned out. Today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, family. We're getting closer to my favorite time of the year, where love is the reason for the season, family. Let's call and ask God to speak to our
my heart.
deep through my heart, Lord, oh, give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Now I'll go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Deep through my heart, Lord.
In my heart.
Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
Clerkin, speak to my heart. You tuned in to the Love Journey. They call this the prayer line. I'll call it an experience. Welcome to the Love Experience. Welcome to this new day when everything is washed away. Yes, this is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe Friday, where we get to learn how to have a relationship with our money. But let's just do one more thing. Let's play My Favorite Things by Luther Vandross. Yeah, you know it's Christmas. And you know the real reason for the season is love, family love.
Yeah.
Yes, you tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine Ingram, and that was Luther Vandross, My Favorite Things. You know it's Christmas time in the real season. The real reason for the season is love. We're about to do our money forgiveness prayer with Ayanna Vanzant this morning. So I want you to begin by centering your mind, centering your thoughts, recognizing that there really is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that Great Spirit is God, known by many names. God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not family. Let's listen as we empty ourselves in our money energy right now.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Just saying that, and let's just open ourselves up to forgiveness.
Forgiveness meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so. That you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be. And it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release, knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being, and every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. A slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space. And this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed.
Wow. All right, you tuned in to the Love Shining. I am Janine Ann Ingram, and that was Ayana Venzat, Forgiveness. And as we move through our day, reminded that God's greatest miracle, reminding you that you are God's greatest miracle. You are God's greatest creation. And money is just another form of God's good and expression on the planet. So as we move today, just think about the fact that you want to heal your expression of money for more of money to reveal and express itself through you. We give thanks today for money. And so we're going to invite Zakia and our beautiful Emir to come in and sing a song. We have been singing a while. I love myself so much. I love myself so much.
Good morning. Good morning, my beautiful queen. Peace and blessings to you. How are you?
Super fantastic.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Denise, for all the beautiful music this morning, lifting my spirits. And I just want to say good morning to our Love Journey family. It's been a minute since I have been here but to connect with you personally, but I'm just so grateful to be here this morning to sing a love song. But before I go into that, I just wanted to say I just had the most amazing experience. I had the pleasure of having both you and Rosa in my ear just now, and both of you were playing Iyanla's meditations, the gratitude and the forgiveness, and it was just amazing because it was so synchronistic that Iyanla was saying on both venues the breath at the same time, and it was just so beautiful to have her doing the forgiveness and doing the gratitude, and it was just going back and forth, and I was just vibrating. Oh, hallelujah. So thank you, God, for modern technology and for that beautiful, amazing experience on this wonderful, amazing, abundant Friday morning in December. So we are blessed. Brother Emir, I pray you are here with me. Family, it has been requested that we bring our love song back. I know Janine, I know this is one of her favorite songs, and she's been blessing us so much with her music, and we just want to bless you, my beautiful queen sister, with this love song today, and our desire is to share this on Fridays. And so I hope the family is open and receptive. I pray you are. And I'd like to offer today as a special gratitude to Janine. Janine, you have been pouring into us every day your love, your compassion, your passion to help us, to support us, to love us, to encourage us, to be all that we can be, to be the best that we can be, to just bring out that essence of God in us, to spread our wings and fly. And so all the things that you do each and every day, and you do it so faithfully and with so much love and passion, we want to just send this love song out to you today. Family, I ask you to surround her right now with that beautiful golden light. Stretch your hands toward her as we are singing, I love myself so much so I can love you so much, so you can love you so much, so you can keep on loving me. And so we know what that vibration of love is going to do. It's going to lift us all up to the highest and best we can be. So on the count of three, unmute your phones and let's do it. Brother Emir J. Otto Price III is going to be singing with us, and I hope Miss Jackie is here as well. So let's do it, family. One, two, three. I love myself so much, so I can love you so much, and you can love you so much, so you can keep on loving me. I love myself so much, yes, so I can love you so much. And you can keep on loving me. Loving you so much. Oh, loving you so much, loving you so much. Loving ourselves, loving others. That is what makes the world go round, because God is all there is, and God is love, and we are that. Sending lots of love out to you, Queen Janine, to you, family. I love you all. Thank you so much for your participation this morning, and have a blessed day. An abundant life. Namaste. Be blessed.
Amen.
All right. For the love in the house, you know it ain't nothing but a love thing. Ain't nothing but a love thing. You tuned into the Love Journey, and this is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We're going to welcome in our very own host, my sister from another mister, my girl from down in Atlanta. All the way. Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, Chastity.
Hey, good morning, girl. That's my song. I love that song. Oh, my God. I love that song. That song makes me so happy no matter what I'm thinking about, what's going on. Honey, that song, come on, it just suspends me in time. Thank you so much. That song made me so happy. It just made me smile ear to ear, like, girl, like you just gave me a big lollipop like a kid or something. So good morning, Love Journey. Good morning, everyone. I just love hearing that song. Welcome to Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I am Chastity A. Wells. I am super excited about today, family. We are actually starting on a new chapter. Can you imagine? We've been doing all this work, Janine, and you would think all the work we've been doing, we'd be in chapter 12 and done at this point. But we're really just now getting to the real groove of things. So I'm super excited about it. We are going over Overcoming Under-Earning, which is a five-step plan to a richer life by Barbara Stanny. Last week we had the opportunity to post some of the things on Facebook that we had covered last week to give us all an opportunity to really do some of the work over the weekend. If you didn't have the book or if you had the book, it was just to serve as a reminder as well. So just to recap on some of the things that we were able to discuss last week, one of our exercises was talking to myself and actually doing the child work, which doing this extra healing work is something that we all know Lady Love is really, really, really big on, healing our inner child. So we took the time to actually relax ourselves, close our eyes, taking in a few breaths, and be able to ask ourselves, how much do we really want to make? Why do we want to make that? Be honest with yourself, why don't you want to make that? Many times we have found out what our different resistance problems were, whether it was we were fearful of the responsibility, the friends we may lose, different conversations that you may have had with yourself as a child or just growing up that made you resistant to even earning the money. Then as we sat, we were able to actually visualizing a couple different ways, you know, talking to our younger child, whether it was 5 years old, 10 years old, 13 years old, our negative self, and then what our future self said. It said, what does my child say? What does my adolescent say? What does my negative ego say? And what does my future say? Finally, come back to yourself as you are after having these dialogues. Answer the following questions. Why will I let myself make what I want? And what did you discover? Were there any surprises? I discovered many for myself. But the biggest thing that we really walked away with last week was understanding the second step is making a decision. And those are one of the most profound things because I remember Will Smith saying that, talking about it from The Alchemist and just different things like that, how if you just make the decision, you don't need to know the whole plan. You don't need to know how the universe is going to make it happen. It's just making a decision that you're going to make X amount of dollars. Whether you've never made $60,000 on your own before, write that down. Become clear. Do that. If it's finishing your school degree, if it's making $120,000, if it's becoming financially free, if it's living more holistically with your family and then starting your own business, write it down. Become clear. Make the decision. Right? So that was one of our biggest takeaways that I was super excited about that we were able to walk away with along with our conversation with ourselves and just really recapping on all of that. So this week we are starting chapter 6, which is step 3, Janine, and this is stretch. It is time to stretch. We've already made the decision. Now it's time to stretch. It opens up with one of our favorite quotes from one of our favorite billionaires in the world, Oprah Winfrey. She says, the question I ask every day is the same. It always has been. How much further can I stretch to reach my potential? I thought that was a good question. The question I ask myself every day is the same. It's always been, how much further can I stretch to reach my fullest potential? How much are we really stretching to reach our fullest potential? That's where we're starting at, and we are in chapter 6. Chapter 6 is located on page 108, and we'll get started here. And for the sake of everyone, I'll just kind of get started in this part of the chapter, go over a couple of key points, and then we'll just kind of go from there. But she started off in this chapter, Barbara, talking about the Great Divide. As soon as a former radio DJ, Dave Elvin, decided to raise his rates, he got a call to do a voiceover. How amazing that is that, Janine? He made a decision to raise his rates, right? Then right after that, he got a phone call to do a voiceover. He normally charged $125 a session. This time, he wanted to ask for $350. But getting the words out of his mouth was a whole other matter. My brain was going, no, 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 you can't ask for that, he recalled, feeling suddenly daunted by the gapping distance between making a decision and actually doing it. It's like you're standing at precipice, and in the place you've got to get is 8 feet away. Get your legs only to stretch 6 feet. You've got to get from here to there, so what do? He did the smart thing, and he took the third step, Janine. He stretched. To paraphrase the writer Ray Bradbury replying, relying on faith, he jumped off the cliff, and he built his wings on the way down. In other words, he did what he thought he couldn't do. And I love that. I highlighted it. I wrote it in my side margins and everything. Because to me, what really stood out in this is do what you think you can't do, right? Life is truly about us jumping and building a parachute on the way down. It was tough saying $350, Dave admitted. You're not going to be on solid ground for a second, and it's going to be scary, Janine. What happened when he did it? The guy asked for that price included. I told him what I'd do. He said, cool. Now I'm wishing I had asked for $500. Whenever you decide to do something different, whether it's making more money or losing weight, the desired result always lies beyond reach in the discomfort zone. In the discomfort zone. Remember, we talked about that in our other book, family. Everything that we truly desire is in our discomfort zone. If you don't feel uncomfortable, you're not growing. The only way you'll get there is by taking the third step, stretching beyond what feels comfortable to do what may seem impossible, doing what you think you can't do. While the first two steps in this plan are meant to wake you up, this step demands that you get out of bed, Janine. Whether you feel like it or not, the stretch carries with it the strict stipulation, feel the fear. Come on, family. We got to feel the fear, endure the discomfort, observe the resistance, and go for it anyway. Let me say it again. The stretch carries with it a strict stipulation, okay? You're going to feel the fear, endure the discomfort, observe, right, the resistance, and go for it anyway. We are taught that fear is something to avoid at all costs, says Sally. Since the workshop, I've started listening to my gut. If it says you're afraid of this, I say, that's a good thing. I'm going towards it. It'll force me to change and grow. So I just love that. I loved how the first part of this book really started off because, like she said, the first two steps that we've been talking about, those are just to wake me up. Those are just your aha moments. Like, okay. I see why I relate to money the way that I do. I was having a conversation. I was taught as a kid with my parents fighting that, you know, you don't need to make more money, or as an adolescent that it's lonely at the top, right? You start making all these different decisions, subconscious decisions about money, and that's fine. Those are our aha moments. But now the third step, this is the real step. This is about us making action. This is about us stretching, right? We've done all of the mental work. Now it's time for us to go ahead and get busy with it, right? Feeling the fear, observing it, going through it, enduring the discomfort. But you still got to go for it anyway. I love the analogy that they brought up with Ray Bradbury talking about how he jumped off the cliff and he built his wings on the way down. He did what he thought he couldn't do, Janine. I love that. I love the way that chapter 6 opened up. What's your thoughts on it? I'm sure everybody else got to love it. Whether you read that or not, it gave you something to think about. Like, Lord, have mercy. What have you been playing around with that you really haven't decided just to jump and just really, really, really go for it?
Mm.
Let's talk, family. It's a discussion. Star 6 or press 1 if you're on Blog Talk.
Well,
I'm fired up because, I mean, it's time for us to do. We're going into a new year.
Yes, yes. Let's be fired up, family. Fired up. Stretching is, oof. I tell you, it's interesting because I remember, you know, just watching Doctor Strange. You know, I've been hooked on Doctor Strange the other night. I went to see it, and the one thing that I thought about when he was talking, she was telling him, sometimes in your stretching, you got to let go what you think you know. She said, sometimes in your stretching, you got to let go what worked for you before may not work in where you're going in your new stretching. And so I was like, just like, wow. And, you know, when you ask God for something, you ask God to take you to a new level in your money relationship. When you get intentional and really ask God to take you to another level, it's just such consistency how God showed up. He said, Janine, go back to the basics. Went to Moses, and Moses stood by the bush. And God said, take your shoes off. He wasn't talking about because the ground was so holy. It was because he was telling him to take the limits off his thoughts. Take away what you think you know. And let's fill you with a new understanding. Stretch, yes, this thing is powerful right here, what you're talking about. So I'm like, woof.
And that's just the reality of it. I mean, we can talk, we can do all the different mantras, we can do all the affirmations, the love folks, and all of that's great. It's great for us to love, and it's great for us to do all these different things. However, we have to take the next step. Like she said, it's time to get out of bed. It's time to actually apply the things that we say that we really want to do and really get in that place of discomfort. If it's uncomfortable, that's a good thing. That means we're growing. It's just like when we did just different things that you've even taught us, doing the mirror work, saying I love you to yourself. Many times it was uncomfortable for a lot of people on the phone call, me included. Me included. I remember years ago, when I had to say that and look in the mirror, I didn't know that I would ever even feel that way, saying I love you to myself. But it was that place in discomfort. It was that breakdown that I felt that I started crying. And I was tripping like, yo, why am I can't even say this to myself, Janine. But it was in that place, like, okay, you feel it, you tripping, I'm scared, I don't know why, but I still chose to continue to push through it. And that's the same thing we have to do with everything else in life. And that's the importance of it, whether we're trying to lose weight, trying to earn more money, or whatever the case may be, we have to continue to push and continue to stretch ourselves. But I thought it was awesome how the DJ, he decided to raise his rates. The cool thing is he attracted a client straight away, Janine. He was charging $125. He went up. He more than doubled his price to $350. But when it was time for him to stretch and actually ask for that $350, he was uncomfortable. He had to push past that and still ask for it. And the beautiful thing is he went on ahead and asked for it. The guy gave it to him so fast, he should have asked for the $500. That was what was funny to me because I know how that feels. I like it. I know how that feels. Hold on 1 second. Quiet me down there, okay? But I know what that feels like, you know? Like, oh, my God, how am I even asked for this $350? I didn't more than double my price. You know, you feel like you deserve it. You in alignment with other people, or you may be higher than other people. You know that you deserve it, but then saying it out your mouth is a whole nother step. So that's what this is about, and I'm excited about it. But if don't nobody else have nothing else, we can really move into another point of it because we really want to talk about going through the process as well and see how far we can really get in this part of the chapter as well. All right. All right.
So while we're moving, I just want to say, you know, I know some people on the line might be like, I don't like my job I'm going to. I don't like what's happening in my life. And it's the stretch that's going to take you from where you are into where you want to be, not going to a job that you don't like. Not being in a relationship and not being satisfied. It's the stretch. It's the point of where you are to the point of uncomfortability back into a place of knowing that you deserve better. So this is a really pertinent time to really think about how can you stretch yourself into where you really want to be.
Yeah.
We're going to have a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the reality. And no, it's not one of the grand feelings that you jump on top of the mountain. And you may feel good at first saying it out of your mouth, just like he said. He was down for raising his rates, but then he got to that point where there was a divide between what he wanted, between where he was and what he wanted. There was a huge gap, right? And it's like, how do you get on the other side? You don't have a choice but to jump, right? One of the new Steve Harvey slogans that he's been talking about lately is just jumping, just taking a jump, just taking a leap. Family, we spend so much time coming up with plans, talking about it, going from one business to the next and doing this and doing that, a whole bunch of busy work. And I don't knock any of it. I think it's honorable that you even try to get out your own way and figure out something. However, you could jump a million different ways, but if we don't really start moving for what we truly do deserve, and that's the financial aspect, that's the growth aspect of it all, you're just spinning your wheels. So the next part of the book, it says, how do you know when it's time to stretch, Janine? The signal to stretch, the signal to stretch comes in a variety of forms. You are assigned a project that makes you feel out of your league. I've been there. You're passed over for a promotion that was certainly yours. Your new client sets an unreasonable deadline. A seeming coincidence sends you in a new direction. My God. Or a gut feeling says that you should talk with your spouse. Ask for a raise or get out and network. No matter how fervently Blanche argues, or how nervous you feel, because remember, Blanche is like that, the bad ego, right? The doubter in yourself. Remember, we talked about that. So no matter how fervently Blanche argues or how nervous you feel, these opportunities, though they may feel more like ordeals, are the stepping stones that will take you to the next level. So no matter how scary all of these feel, asking for a raise, getting out to network, having that uncomfortable conversation with your spouse, the coincidence that's sending you in a new direction, unreasonable deadlines by your client. All of these different things are stepping stones to help us get to the next level. But before you go there, you'll see yourself smack dab in the middle of discomfort zone, Janine, an uncomfortable passage where maybe only for a moment, maybe for that what seems like forever, your fate feels like a coin toss. You could succeed with a flourish or fall flat on your face.
Wow.
Or you're forced to make a choice.
Forced to make a choice.
Yes. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I know I was forced
to make
a choice.
Hold one second.
Okay. I know I was forced to make a choice when I was laid off from work. And stretching from a hard work consciousness to knowing that I can attract money into my energy, oh, my God, it's been a big stretch for me. These last 5 years of learning how to go from a hard work consciousness, because we weren't meant to work that hard. We was meant to work in our purpose and our gift. And so it took me a long time to understand, because I grew up with, you got to work hard. You got to work hard. You got to work hard. And that's the kind of energy I had. And I had to learn how to do it differently. That was a stretch. And now I'm in a stretching period again, like, whew, God, is it ever going to end?
Yeah. That's the reality. That's the reality. And that's the beautiful part about life, because, yeah, once you even make it past that, there's still more growth to do in different planes of your life. But it's not for us to become scared and not make a decision at all or not move forward at all. It's in those places that God truly do show up. It's in those places that we're able to see the true manifestation of our purpose, of our life purpose. It's in those places that you see the inner child, the youthful part of you, come alive, the creativity come alive, because that's your purpose. That's what we're called to do. And so that's the beauty of it, and that's the exciting part. However, I get it. It's a daunting task, because you got to deal with that good old fear. And we've been taught as adults, like, oh, no, if it don't feel right, go the other way. And I'm saying, nah, that's not always the case. Jump. Build a parachute on your way down. We can't keep talking about we're made in the image of God and we're scared to co-create like God. The two don't line up. They can't be in the same capacity. They can't be in the same atmosphere. They do not exist. We can't say we're the righteousness of God through Christ or whatever all these other great big old talks are. However, we're scared to make that jump, whatever that jump is. So, so then here we go. And you're forced to make a choice, Janine. Do I stay with this, what is comfortable, or do I go where I feel fear? If you opt out for the latter, you're probably going to zip through it as quickly as possible. Yeah, sound like me. I go ahead towards the fear, and then I'm like, whew, I try to put on blockers just to go through the fire, right? It feels like running on top of hot coals. Let me just hurry up and get through the process. But that's not how we learn. But it says, but that's not the way that it works. The discomfort zone has its own pace. It's different for everyone. But keep in mind, the discomfort zone is short-lived, but the rewards can be life-changing. We met Lori, who started a business unpacking for people who were moving. Remember her in Chapter 4? She did a remarkable job of straightening out her finances because she said, I forced myself to talk about to a financial counselor and read every financial statement that came in the mail. I am a very results-oriented person. Once I decide to do something, I want it to be finished. I want to say, yes, I did it. It's done. Unfortunately, you can't do that. You have to go through the process. You have to go through the process. And I guess I related to Lori so much, even then and even now, because I highlighted this and put it in the margins for myself as well, because I'm a very results-driven person. I just want the sticker to say I did it, right? I want my championship ring. I want whatever to say I did it. However, between here and that goal, there is a huge process. Sometimes the process can be small, but typically the process is something where you do a lot of learning, a lot of adjustment, a lot of looking internally. It's a lot of introspective learning. You see all the different things that you really are fearful of that can be stimulated, right? Not that it all comes true, but I'm able to see those things. And how am I able to grow and maneuver myself and realize that these are just mirages? Mm-hmm. It's not really real like that. It's just a mirage of my own fear that's allowing it to become so tantalizing to my soul and scary. And a lot of it has just been my own have been subconscious programming that I've carried with me. So that's the beauty, honestly, family, of this book. It helps us really understand, number one, that our fear is good for us because it really shows what's going on with you internally and the area in your life where you're actually able to grow. It's not something that we really need to run from, and we have to stop with that thinking because we'll never be able to grow with that. There's no escaping the discomfort zone, Janine. It's unsettling, it's filled with tension, and believe me, you'll be tested. You'll find yourself wavering, all set to forge ahead, but also tempted to stay where it's safe. Emotional violation is a common reaction when you're teetering on the brink or full of throes of a stretch. Becky was an attractive, soft-spoken single mom in her 50s. She quit her job as a sales assistant in a financial firm to go into real estate where I could decide my value, she said, and not let someone else do it. When she gave her three-week notice, her boss begged her to stay longer. Since she was going on vacation, Becky refused. Her boss was enraged. It was a stare-down. It was an actual stare-down, she recalled. I just looked right back at her. There was one moment I was sure I was going to cave in, and before I would have, yikes, my eye, I would have said, okay, whatever you want, I'm here to make your life easier, thinking that was the more spiritual thing to do. Now I realize I have a voice. I don't have to be that mousy person stuck in a corner. This isn't convenient for me. I have given you enough of my time, and that's it. This is her problem and not mine. Then after a moment's pause in our interview, I watched old Becky sneak back in as she added apologetically, I sound so bad, don't I? Barbara asked her, why do you think that? It feels so heartless and embarrassing, she stammered. And then hearing her words, she snapped back to her senses. Wait, I'm not responsible for everyone else's happiness. That's a lie. They're grown-ups. They should... they choose the way they want to be, and I get to choose what's right for me. It's not comfortable. It's scary, but it's okay, Janine. Therefore, I mean, afterwards, I felt wonderful. So we'll just talk about her six-month email after that, and I really want to just kind of pull all of this information together and just kind of talk about it. But even on her six-month email update from Becky, she talked about, I want you all to know that your seminar helped me tremendously. I'm doing very well in real estate. I'm so happy I took that scary risk, she put in quotation marks, and made this change in my life. It's the best thing that I could have ever done for myself. I love it. Now that I have taken a risk, I realize that the rewards are unsurpassable. And even if I have failed, even if I fail in the future, I will not accept defeat. Because remember, defeat is only when you accept it. Mm-hmm. I will keep getting up as many times as it takes to see myself as a successful person, not only financially, but one who helps others by how I live my life. My God, that blessed me, Janine.
That really
blessed me.
Live my life.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got a blog talk.
Okay, well, go ahead, blog talk. Come on in.
8327, you on. That looks like Rosa J. Good morning. All right, well, maybe she doesn't have a question. Rosa J?
Well, I thought this part. Oops.
I took her back off. Go ahead.
So I just thought that this was a really powerful thing, family, just because, as Becky even brought out, you know, and she was in her 50s. She was a single mom in her 50s. So that goes to show again that age has no barrier when you decide to take the jump, okay? She had been a sales assistant in a financial firm forever, right? And I only can imagine being a sales assistant in a financial firm. That's not mousy money. That's not chump change, right? Because she's in sales. Right? She's in sales.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting some type of commission. And she's working at a financial company. So that means she's helping people with their financial business. So she's not making chump change, family. However, she wanted to go into real estate so she can put her own value on who she was. And even when she went to go talk to her boss, at one moment she felt good with her chest out, right? Janine, this is what I'm going to do with my life, and I'm going to take this, I'm out of here. And, you know, she's feeling confident. And when she was challenged, she wanted to buckle back down, and many of us feel like that. And I think this is a part of the process that no one ever talks about. All we talk about is how we stood with our chest out and we handled it and we handled life, when the reality is, yeah, you may have done that, I may have done that. You may have done that in moments, Janine. But then there's this other part of you that's like, am I doing the right thing? Maybe she's right. Maybe I just go sit my cool butt back down in this desk and get this done for her, right? Then you have to realize, like, yo, this is my life. I deserve this. I cannot correct how you feel. I can't keep adjusting my life to make everybody else comfortable. There's a point in our lives that we all must become deliver of being people pleasers. Because continuing to be a people pleaser, how do you actually serve and serve the highest capacity of yourself and your God self? The only way to truly do that, family, is living on your purpose. You got to feel that fear. You got to stand up for yourself, to yourself. And the rest of the world will get in alignment. And we were able to see even from her story, 6 months later, she was doing great. And like she said, even when she do face failure, because, hey, guess what? It comes, right? We've fallen off of diets, got back on them again, tried to stop smoking, started smoking again, tried to stop doing this and doing it again, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to keep going. You have to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You're not defeated until you stop trying. And I need people to understand that. You're not defeated until you stop trying. That's when, but then at that moment, you accepted it. You have to keep going. And the beautiful thing is, she said, I'm going to keep going as many times as it takes to see myself as a successful person, not only financially, but one who helps others by how I live my life. And I know that's something that's big for a lot of people on this line as well, a lot of women on this line, because we're always talking about serving others and the greatest capacity. But the reality is, family, is we're not able to effectively serve or show our greatest God self unless you're living it. How do you truly inspire others other than living the walk that you talk that you walk, right? Or walk that you're talking. That's the only way to truly do it. And that's what this chapter is about, is us stretching, us putting everything to work. But only we can decide that. Only we can decide to get serious about it and really start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll pick up next week where we talk about our only real barrier is fear. The biggest barrier is fear. There's nothing wrong with being afraid. Fear is normal. We all have it. Fear is natural. Reaction, whether it's real or perceived, but the operative word is perceived. So we got to pick back up on that because we got a lot of journal exercising to do and getting ready to really walk in our authentic voice and hearing that. So I'm excited about it. And I get it, you know, maybe these next coming chapters is not going to be as hoorah on the phone because it's more than just the aha.
Mm-hmm.
This is really about to be us stretching and moving into that area, Janine. And like she said, you know, fear is natural, but the reality is it really is perceived. So how do you perceive your life? How do you perceive you?
Come on now.
So. Was there anything that anybody wanted to share before we concluded?
Let's see, Rosa still has her hand up. Let's see if she wants to share.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, family. And out of all that has been said today, emotional violation rings in my brain. And I just... You know, if I disassemble all of that, what it means, I can see how I've not been honoring myself and even look at what others have done. What have I done? What have I said to myself? What have I promised myself? And I didn't do. And that can be even more violating than something someone outside of myself can do. I'm working hard to be true to my word, the things I say to myself, the way I love on myself, talk to myself. I'm better. So thank you. I have that emotional violation I got to stay on. I got to keep the right talk in my head. Thank you.
Yes, God.
Woo, that was good. She brought out some good stuff right there. What is it saying to ourselves?
Yeah, that's the reality. That's the reality. That's the reality. And that's where the rubber meets the road here in this book. You know, we were able to see all the aha moments prior to, but now it's time for us to really be mindful, observe it, go through the process. And what are we observing in the process? Where we're not honoring ourselves, not honoring our true purpose, not honoring our God self, right, here on this planet at this time. And that's the beautiful thing about it. It's not for one to feel bad or whatever the case. This is the great thing that I love about this, Janine, and, you know, you giving birth to this platform is the reality of it gives a comfortable safe haven for everyone to really talk about the true prognosis of being an under-earner. And if we really look at it the way that we've been taught in this book, to really treat it as a serious life-debilitating prognosis, and this is a way for us to really heal and grow and to fix it. So this is like treatment, like you would go for AA, for cancer, any of those other things. People would stand up proudly and say, hey, I'm Chastity and I survived breast cancer or whatever, right? We probably jump up and say these different things and go to these different support groups. But then when we have something intimate where we are able to really walk in finding, learning how to really have a different relationship with our money, I get it. It makes people intimidated, but we really have to take advantage of this part, the reading, the journal work, listening to other people's stories, so we're able to walk our own selves through the prognosis of under-earning and treat it for what it is. It's a debilitating disease, debilitating. Because we're not able to live our God, our truest, highest God self. The Christ consciousness is not able to shine through you when you're living in lack and limitation and poverty. So, family, I love each and every one of you. Janine, I thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to share. Mom, I don't know if you're on the line, but I absolutely love you. I know you're driving. She has a longer drive to work now, so her schedule may be just a little bit off now. But I just want to encourage each and every person here on the line is as uncomfortable as it feels, you have to go through the process. Go through the process. Allow yourself to stretch. Because as our favorite billionaire in the world says, Oprah Winfrey, hey, how can I stretch? How much further can I stretch to reach my furthest potential? You always have to have that in mind, family, to live our highest self. So if you need me for any of your insurance needs, covering your family, your grandkids, I'll definitely be more than happy to assist you. I am licensed in many states. You're able to reach me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, it's 614-230-6600. My name is Chastity A. Wells. It was a pleasure to be able to serve you all this morning. Janine, I thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to serve as I continue to go through this life journey with you all. It's definitely an awesome experience. Rosa J, thank you so much for your transparency this morning and sharing. Love you all. Namaste. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was Chastity A. Wells right here on I Love Journey. And this was the episode of the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And thank you, Claudette. That was Claudette coming in speaking. We appreciate you. And that was deep. What am I saying to myself? And that's what we're going to keep thinking about. What conversation are we really having with ourselves? That's our biggest up or down. You are the answer to your only question. And every question is you. Let's listen to Be the Best. Be phenomenal. Yes. Let's get inspired.
I got a simple, simple, simple question for you. Here's the question. Do you believe that one day you're not going to live in the world that was given to you? That's right. But you are going to actually live in the world that you dream of. You got to make every single second count. You got to go in the future and see it, baby. And you got to come back in the present. And you got to take that big goal, that big dream, that big reality. That's what I said. You got to take that big reality. And we got to take small steps and make it manageable to making your dreams become a reality. Think big. Dream big, but start small. That's right, start small. Remember what I told you. Start where you are with what you have, because what you have is plenty. That the biggest enemy you have to deal with is yourself. There's an old African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. You don't have to personally be perfect. Are you hearing me? There are those of you right now, you should have cut a CD. You should have wrote a book. You should have got in school and got that degree. You should have started your own business. There's so many things you should have done. You should have done, but you didn't do it because you're scared. You believe that, you said scared of what? I ain't scared. You aren't scared. You are scared. You're scared of failure. You're scared to make a mistake. You're scared that you're not perfect. And I'm telling you today, you ain't got to be perfect. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't have to be perfect to get what you want, to do what you want, to have what you want, to be what you want. You don't have to be perfect. It's a lie.
There will never be a point in your time, in your life, where it's the right time to do a great thing. If you're waiting for that perfect moment, that perfect timing, it's not going to happen. You know what you have to do? You have to create the perfect time and the perfect opportunity and the perfect situation.
So a lot of people become comfortable. They stop growing. They stop wanting anything. They become satisfied. People getting ready to go to jobs that they don't like, jobs that are making them sick. You see, when you're not pursuing your goal, you are literally committing spiritual suicide. When you have some goal out here that you're stretching for and reaching for that takes you out of your comfort zone, you'll find out some talents and abilities you have that you didn't know you have. When the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game?
There are things that you think you'll never need to know, that you may only need to know one time in your life, but that could save your life because you had that knowledge.
Unless you attempt to do something beyond that which you've already mastered, you will never grow. What is it that you looked at some point in time and you decided that you couldn't do it, that you talked yourself out of it?
You're waiting on your next door neighbor to make it happen for you. It may not happen. If you're waiting on your mother or your father, they may be so ancient in their thinking that they don't understand this opportunity that you have. And if you're waiting on them, it may never get done. You don't beg average people to be phenomenal. You don't beg good people to be phenomenal. You just are phenomenal, and you will attract phenomenal.
What reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason.
If you're not where you are, if you're not where you want to be, if you don't have what you want to have, if you're not where you think you should be at this particular place, it has nothing to do with the system, but it has everything to do with the fact that you're not making the sacrifice. I want you to make that dream become a reality, because if you don't, you will be working for somebody else to make their dreams become a reality.
Question is, what are you going to do with your time? What drives you? Greatness is a lot of small things done well. Day after day, workout after workout, obedience after obedience, day after day.
When things don't work out for you, when things happen that you could not anticipate, what are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong?
You will never, ever be successful until you turn your pain into greatness, until you allow your pain to push you from where you are to push you to where you need to be. Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your pride, a part of your product. I challenge you to push yourself.
See, it's easy to be on the bottom. It doesn't take any effort to be a loser. It doesn't take any motivation, any drive in order to stay down there on a low level. But it calls on everything in you. You have to harness your will to say, I'm going to challenge myself.
I mean that what you did last week don't count. Today is the only important day. There are 86,400 seconds in a day, and how you use those are critical. You got 86,400 today, and what you do today is going to cement who you are. Nobody's going to talk about what you did last week. You have this opportunity of a lifetime. It means absolutely nothing if you don't take advantage of it in the lifetime of this opportunity.
I got a saying that when life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for, to work day and night for, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, see, it's time now. If you want to make this your decade, you've got to start saying yes to your life. You've got to start saying yes to your dreams, yes to your unfolding future, yes to your potential, as opposed to saying no.
You die on E. Leave no dream left behind, God. Leave no opportunity left behind. When you leave this earth, accomplish every single thing you can accomplish. Listen to me. You're going to be here one day, but you'll never get here if you give up, if you give in, if you quit. And finally, guys, you got to want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe.
You don't have to.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
Ooh, he said you don't have to beg average people to be successful, to be phenomenal. Wow. That's some good stuff in there, wasn't it, family? Well, I just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, family, that you are God's greatest miracle. You are God's greatest miracle. You see, when God created you, God said, ooh, of all the things that I've put on the planet, there's nothing greater than you. You are God's greatest miracle. You are God's greatest creation, family. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. Remember to dream and live your God-sized dreams. Merry Christmas, baby.
Christmas, baby. Show.
but I have been free. Left all these pretty presents for my baby home with me. Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas.
You sure look good. You just don't look so good to me. Yes, you do.
Got good music playing on my radio.